Seattle has a lot of nice old homes, but many of those are getting torn down and replaced with big box houses. That's led to some tension. I'm going to take you to one street in Ballard where change comes at the speed of a spinning circular saw. Real estate agent Kelly Meister climbs the stairs at a townhome under construction in Ballard. She says a lot of her clients start out looking for older homes, but over time, many of them begin to doubt themselves.
Even though those people love those older, charming homes, they want to open up the floor plans, just like a newer construction home. So we go in there and it's like, well, is this wall structural? Can we take that down? Can we open up the living room, dining room? And it's like, wait a second. You know, you're going to come in here and do a $200,000 remodel, peeling lead paint, you know, scraping asbestos popcorn ceilings.
Meister shows them around a big, boxy townhome, like this one.
And then their eyes light up. They're like, wait a second. We can live a very different lifestyle here. We can spend our weekends having fun. We can go to the park instead of having a yard to take care of.
Kathy Hutchison isn't a fan of the big boxy townhomes going up all over.
Hey, how are you doing?
Townhomes tower over her little house. The ones near her have been there a couple of years now.
Well, they're big. I mean, there's no getting around that. They're big.
Hutchison likes living small.
We don't have a lot of fancy furniture or, you know, fancy cars. We've tried to just kind of live within our means as best we can.
She picks out a small song on a small upright piano. It hasn't always been easy. Her family didn't have much privacy from each other, but sometimes it was nice.
Our daughter's bedroom was right off the kitchen, which is not ideal, but sometimes she'd leave her door open and just, you know, tell us a lot of stuff.
Living in a little house forced her family out into the community. Hutchison knows a lot of her neighbors pretty well because of that. But these new big box townhomes, Hutchison didn't know who would live in that kind of place.
It's like, oh, you know, what kind of neighbors are we going to get? And they have more money, and so therefore, they're going to be different.
She tried to keep an open mind, but the big modern structures stuck out on this old street. She wondered if the potential buyers would stick out too.
We had to come up with something. We kind of called them the townies, because townhomes, I've never said it to their faces.
I will hear those comments and feel to myself, oh, right, you know, those folks are talking about people like me.
That's Johanna Wong. She moved into one of the townhomes just down the street from Hutchison's place.
It's a house of stairs.
It is. And we get our exercise going up and down.
Halfway up the stairs, her six-year-old daughter Lily has a playroom. Outside the window, we see yet another townhome project going up. Construction is on the mind of Lily as she plays.
I'm working on old cardboard boxes and turning them into houses for my stuffed animals.
Cool.
I made this one out of an old tissue box.
As Wong looked for a house, Lily was first on her mind. Wong and Lily had just come out of a divorce. They needed something that was move-in ready. They didn't need an older home with problems to take care of. The moving trucks arrived, and the people Hutchison was anxious about moved in. Hutchison walked over and introduced herself to Wong and the other townies.
It was apparent fairly quickly that they were just like us.
Hutchison's doubts disappeared.
I think it was based on nothing.
Today, this person she wasn't sure she'd be able to relate to is her friend. They attend a neighborhood book club together.
And are you compelled to keep reading?
I think I'm going to. You know, I lent it to somebody, so I'll take a break until it comes back.
Okay.
Lily has joined the gang of young children on her block. There's no yard to play in at the townhomes, so they play in Kathy Hutchison's yard. And by play, I mean
a herd of 6, 7, and 8-year-olds running and screaming through her yard.
One time, Wong worried the kids were disturbing Hutchison's dinner, but Hutchison came out on her porch, smiling.
And she just said, oh, this is great. We love hearing these sounds. So we were just so grateful that that we have just this lovely neighbor.
I'm definitely less likely to make a bunch of assumptions about other buildings in the area.
Do you still call them townies?
No. Every once in a while.
In Ballard, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.